Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. 30 years to climb a ladder, or it doesn't get any better than this. Well, folks, typing this, I was in the passenger seat, a very happy guy, and my wife, Pammy, is our very happy driver with a load of stuff in the back. And guess where we're going? Vacation? No. Visiting friends and family? No. Well, sort of. Okay, I'll tell, but first, a little story. My family was lower middle class. When I was applying to college to take a step up, Mom and Dad, who were big on education, said, "You'll never get into Yale, my dream school." They thought you only got Ivy League if your family was rich or famous or politically connected. And, you know, they were sort of right in a big picture way. Well, I didn't get in because I was just a good student in high school, and you needed to be a really good student to go Ivy. New research shows, even though the U.S. is a land of opportunity, and the reason my dad immigrated here from Irish hunger, the fact is that the social class you're born into here more or less determines the social class you'll spend your life in. Stepping up much is not likely. And the research shows, surprisingly, upward mobility here is less likely than in many other countries. We beat the authoritarian regimes, of course, but we're behind even England, land of the aristocracy and landed gentry and all of that. Why isn't clear. But luckily, earlier research has shown the surest way to success here, with accompanying happier, healthier, less chance of disability, and a longer life, is education. Of course, my mom and dad had chanted to get a good job, get a good education, but how to make that happen? Well, in the meantime, scientists have found good stuff about growing kids to take a step up. What helps? Talking to our kids when they're babies, from pop-out day, a lot. The more the better, describing the world and how it works. And being caring to them, letting them know in a zillion ways that they are the best thing in the world. And reading to them, and reading to them, and reading to them, and having books around the house. And not just telling them to read, but showing them by reading ourselves, and showing up at their school, and helping with the homework, and helping with the homework and helping with the homework. These all make a difference. Now, my folks did some of that the best they could under their circumstances. And when I got to college, not Yale, boo-hoo, I did crack, crack, crack those books, books, books. Later, my wife and I did all the above. And now, we're whistling down the road to son's move-in to Harvard Law School. Yeah. Wow. He's a really smart, friendly, loving guy who, with a lot of goodnight moons and PTA meetings and soccer games, worked to the top of the education ladder. Except for Yale, of course. And wow, look at that. What a feeling. But that's enough admiring the view. Gotta unload Grandma's old kitchen table, my extra bike and his helmet, gonna need that brain, tennis racket, trail mix, et cetera, for the road ahead. And, yeah, I did get the t-shirt. Check it out on the web. And go Bulldogs! Hope to see you at graduation.